everybody. Welcome to the Mindful Chef. This is Chef Felicia, and I am excited to be here with you all again today. This week was my birthday, and I am 46 years old, and I am super, super excited about my birthday. I always am, but I finally really, truly figured out why. And I know a lot of people, you know, Leos, oh my goodness, we are notorious for celebrating ourselves. But that wasn't always the case for me. And what I have come to realize is that I'm understanding life and death in a very different way than ever before. And I will always, always, always celebrate and be excited about my birthday because I have seen so many people come and go. Just in the last year, I've lost several family members, friends, close friends too, and have gotten the news of other people who are close to other people who have passed on. And age is not a factor in these deaths. There have been younger ones, older ones, people who were seemingly healthy and people who were sick, who are all not here anymore. And it just is a great reminder of how it is important for me to understand that I still have some life left to live and that I should really embrace each day with a sense of gratitude that is beyond what I probably was walking around with. I consider myself to be someone who is very grateful to be alive and privileged to have certain things in my life. But also, I know that sometimes we get in the weeds, right? We get into a space where we forget where we come from, where we are stressed out about what we don't have, and that can lead to some other issues. So staying in the moment of gratitude is really important because you don't want to forget. You don't ever, ever, ever want to take for granted and forget what you have. That is your life, that greatest treasure. I spent this birthday, as I have done others, in nature. This time, instead of going to the water, I went into the woods. It was about 3 years ago when I went to Monterey for my birthday. And that birthday was especially important because I knew that there was a shift happening in my life. Before the pandemic, or right as the pandemic started, I should say, I had decided that I was finished with my marriage. And I had been married for 18 years and had some ups and downs. Like, you don't go through that many years and not have some challenges. And what I realized was that my partner was not going to be different. And I was not different. You know, I may have been asking for him to be a person who he was not. I may have had unrealistic expectations. I may have not been a good partner to him. There were so many things that I questioned, right? And so many things that we attempted to work through over the years, and so many things that I realized in my life was just not in alignment. And I went to the water for my birthday all by myself. And as someone who enjoys a good party, that was a departure from what I had done in the past. I'm a nature girl. I love the water. I love the grass. I love the trees and the insects and animals and things like that. So being in nature is not a surprise for anyone. But deciding to go and just be one with God on the day of my birth was different. So I spent the weekend in Monterey, walking the beach. I went to Pebble Beach. I went to lots of different famous sightseeing places in the area. And I spent a lot of time in silence. I did not have my phone attached to me so much. I didn't reply to messages and make phone calls. I really was very intentional about hearing what God had to say to me. And I know that some of you may not be religious at all, and so some of this conversation is a little bit different for you, but this is where I stand and who I am, because I do believe in a higher power. So I decided I wanted to do something like that again for this year, as turning 46, because I had done the wine tasting, the party, the hang out with friends, the have people over thing. And I really just wanted to make sure that I was dialed in and checked back in with God because of all of the challenges that I have faced in the last year. I had been through deaths of friends and close loved ones, but also a great loss. I went for a period of time without my car. It was stolen. And lots of personal effects were in that car at the time, and really just having to dial in and understand my connection again to what is important. Are things important? Are experiences important? And growth and all these different things. And I already was someone who isn't so much about things, but more about experiences. But this just challenged me even more. This year challenged me even more to understand, can I live with less? Can I live with less stuff? Can I move through this earth and this world without having the latest new thing in the kitchen gadgets, all sorts of things, just random. I love tennis shoes, Air Max 90s to be specific. And I had a lot of those, and they're now gone. And I really just had to sit and go, okay, Leisha, what is the most important? And so getting into nature and watching the bugs move about their life, the animals and the creatures, listening and feeling the breeze of the wind gently on me. It was a beautiful August day when usually it's like scorching hot in this area of California. And I really just had a beautiful time connecting and getting grounded. And what I am reminded of every single day is that every single day is a gift. And it sounds so cliche to say, but part of wellness is not just in what you are putting into your body to eat, to drink, but it is also understanding that even though the world gets crazy at times and it's difficult to deal with and that undesired things happen, you are not alone in this world. And if those ants and those lizards and those rabbits and birds and all these other elements can find their way through the world, you can too. Your needs can be met as well. And it is something beautiful to know that the mind, when you are focused on all things positive and good, that more things positive and good show up for you. And even when something undesired happens, you're able to really start to navigate and move through the world in a better way, because you know for a fact that while you don't have the money that you would like to have today, you know for a fact that it's coming. Your needs are always met. They may not be met how you want them to be met, but they're met. And I think shifting the perspective is really what's important in staying grounded and remembering that everybody has something that they deal with that is not desired, that is not their favorite, that is frustrating, that is could be considered stressful, but perspective is everything. It really is. It helps when you have a community of people, which I do have, to remind you. I was in a funk, I guess, for a minute, and one of my good girlfriends came over to my house and we ate. And this was the first time she had been here since I had moved. And she was like, "Sister, your place is beautiful. You have a wonderful house. You have everything you need." And she looked me dead in the eye. She said, "I never want to hear you complain again. Not about what you don't have." And I had to sit with that. I had to sit with that for a minute and think, okay, all of the things, all of the people, all of the situations, You know, if I wanted to, I could let the deaths, the failed marriage, the relationship with people that I had, whether it was blossoming or not, really get in the way of understanding that there are people who wish they had what I have today. Right now, in this moment, where I sit, even with my hopes and dreams being in another place, there is somebody who is looking at me and saying, if only I could have that. I don't know if that is encouraging for you, but it definitely was like a tone setter for me. And it was a reminder that even when I think I am just, you know, not complaining, that sometimes it can be that is complaining. Because you gotta be able to see that the world is moving fast and there are so many things happening at once, and to slow down and say, wow, I've come a long way. I've come a long way in my perception of the world, my perspective on things, patience, understanding, a deeper connection to my spiritual beliefs, as well as grace. And this year has been a real exploration in grace to forgive others as I forgive myself for the poor decisions that have been made at different times, to understand that life is ever evolving, and if you stay the same, then that's really not the best thing. You don't want to stay the same. You want to grow. You want to evolve. You want to shape shift into that person that you know you are meant to be deep down inside. And instead of focusing on everything that could go wrong, picture what life could be like if everything went right. So I spent my birthday really in reflection and gratitude, and I spent it for the most part alone that day, and that was purposeful. And again, I know it was weird for some people who are like, she loves her birthday, she didn't plan anything. I absolutely planned to go to the woods alone and to touch trees and grass and look at insects and animals and feel the air, smell the smells, the sights, feel the breeze, and inhale the clean air, because the city's air is not that great. But I walked away with an understanding that was so much deeper. I'm named after an aunt that I never met because she died as a toddler. My mother and father watched me struggle to come into this world when I was born. There were so many challenges along the way that I had to sit and look at myself in the mirror and say, God really wanted me here. So let me do what I need to do so that I can fulfill what he needs me to fulfill. And so I'm here and I'm excited and I am pushing forward into this new space, this new place of being 46. And I'm feeling like Benjamin Buttons, y'all. Like, I'm feeling like I look better. I feel better than I did 20 years ago. I have a more solid foundation of self and the universe around me and my family and friends. And I no longer sacrifice myself for everyone else. And that's the hardest thing for some people to grasp when you get to this point. When you get to a turning point in your life where you realize you put yourself on the chopping block in order to please everyone else around you, only to find out that they were still not pleased. They're still unhappy. They still have things to sort out. That's legitimately because that was never your job. It was never your job to make sure that this one person or two people, such as your parents, your spouses, your significant others, your children, like, you are not responsible for their existence. Their experience and their existence is all their own. And once you take that ownership off of you and recognize that you can't even be a really good support system, you can't be the type of person who can love properly until you sort your stuff out and you can love you in the right, appropriate way. So it's always, always, always going to be about finding yourself first so that you may usher in and be who you need to be for others. That's it. When I decided to get serious about my health some years back, it was because I was struggling at work as a chef. My joints were always hurting and I was starting to move slower in the kitchen. And I said, you know, I had this moment after praying and it was like, I can't do the work that I am meant to do in community until I get myself together. Because I can't be 100% and fulfill my purpose and my destiny until I take care of me. What I didn't realize is that through the process of learning to take care of myself, that was the actual thing that I was meant to do. What do I mean by that? There's no way that I can speak to healing after an injury if I was never injured. There's no place to speak on how to navigate the world with fat phobia if I didn't deal with it. There's certain things that I dealt with that are now a tool for helping others. And I could not be a vessel to teach and to assist and to work it all out if I did not first experience that and move through it. So I'm very grateful that I've had this opportunity to really just say, okay, Leisha, get it together. What do you want? What do you need? And get real with yourself. You cannot heal your trauma, your body. You can't heal emotional trauma or physical trauma without being completely honest about what happened to you. Because certain things happen to you and certain things you create. And when you get real about what happened and what you created, those two things, once they are sorted out, you then have this tool in hand where you're like, there's no way you can walk around lacking gratitude, lacking empathy, love, and affection if you haven't dealt with that. You got to sort it out. You do. You just have to make it a priority, because that thing is always going to be lingering in the background if you don't. It's going to hinder your progress in life. Not everybody has tools and access to healing. And so that's why I'm here. Like, because I know, and I want people to know that it is okay to be in a space where you're just figuring it out with what you have. Like, that's all we want to do, is to be heard and seen. And if you know someone who is struggling and all they need is to be heard and seen, just hear them. Tell them you see them. You know, that can make the world a difference in a person's life. But most of us can't get there until we actually feel heard and seen. Right? It's a circle. It's a cycle. At this point, I'm just rambling because I'm just super excited to be in the space of understanding myself, the world around me, and that I do know that for as much as I know now, there's still so much that I need to learn and to know and to grow into. So that's where we are, year 46, where I am determined to live and live life abundantly and live life not recklessly, but really abandoning old ideologies and thought patterns and habits that don't serve me, that don't cultivate a life of wellness, which means fully well emotionally, spiritually, and physically. So I wish you wellness as I continue to celebrate my birthday for the rest of the month of August, because why not? Thank you guys for listening to my ramblings today. I just wanted to say, hey, what's up? I'm here recording again regularly, which has been on my to-do list. So yeah, check me out on all social media platforms as The Oakland Girl. And you will see me again soon. I'll talk to y'all later. Have a great day. Be well. Bye.